What the hell we got here? Some kind of public access show or something?
DPS report!
Keep your heart, three stacks, yeah, keep your heart. Keep your heart, three stacks, yeah, keep your heart. These girls is smart, three stacks, these girls is smart.
Yeah!
Play your part, cause I'ma keep my heart three stacks.
Hello everybody and welcome to another installment of the TPS Reports podcast. We're keeping our heart three stacks.
Cause I'ma keep my heart three stacks.
And we back, and we back.
And we bip.
And three stacks, and three stacks.
And three stacks.
We back. We just got back. Rap game, Abe Simpson, in and out. We were in Austin over the weekend.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, spending most of the night antisocial watching UFC on a cell phone. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell. Spending the entire next day taking dumps. I shed so much Sunday.
We had to pull an all-nighter by the nature of our 6 a.m. flight. So we're like, let's not get a hotel. Let's just kind of stretch through.
Let's tie it on.
Yeah, Pudge with the 4 a.m. cheeseburgers didn't help the
I never ate
9 a.m. shit. What? You crazy?
Somebody's...
What?
It got stoled. My burger got stoled. I didn't have an appetite at that point, honestly.
Yeah, I didn't either. Like when we showed up, he gave us a bunch of burgers, or like one each. We're like, well, this is nice, but I'm not hungry. But I didn't like I guarded mine. Right. I hoodie pocketed mine for an hour because I was watching. Everybody else was cleaning up all the leftover burgers.
No, yeah.
Before I had a chance to get my appetite back.
But I thought about saving it for the plane.
It held me over until I got home.
Yeah.
I bought an Einstein Bros bagel before the flight, and that also just...
Bro bought a bagel.
Lived in my pocket for the whole flight while I was not conscious.
Yeah, I didn't have an appetite till...
And then when I got home, it bummed me out.
Way into the morning.
Like, I tried to eat it, and, you know, to me, Einstein bagels were not bad. Like, I always thought it was a decent, like, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago.
My brothers both worked at Einstein bagels, so I ate a lot of it.
Airport Einstein's bummed me out of how, like, this is a piece of shit you're feeding me.
I ate it a lot because it was... free and it was available.
I've had good Einstein before. This is nuts what I ate yesterday.
Of course, but I've always thought Einstein bagels are like gum. Chewiest bagels on the market.
Love gum.
Terrible. Gum.
It takes 20 minutes before the flavor burns out.
Gum.
Dumb.
It's a gum-ass bagel. You could blow a bubble with an Einstein bagel.
Shout out Ben Buck. We went through Austin.
Happy Ben Buck Day. The first of many to come.
Yeah, let's run the highlights. We killed our set, as per the usual.
Renato Moicano turned around what looked like a defeat, came back to beat Jalen Turner.
Watch the 24-minute, 59-second Max Holloway highlight while at Torchy's Tacos.
Yeah, we did.
I soon after threw up in the lawn behind the stage.
Startled the staff.
Hell yeah!
With my reaction.
Yeah. We shut that Torchy's down. It was 20 minutes after close up, and I like had to pull Term away from his phone watching UFC 300. Like, come on, bud, it's time to go.
They're all just
all the chairs are upside down on the table,
waiting for us to leave, and I'm walking around like, what? What? No! 24:59.
Crazy. Highlight, like, of the fucking year. That was insane.
Sir, please go home.
It would have been cool to see that on, like, a big screen, not a... little cell phone leaning up against the napkin dispenser, but
Term,
hey, still electric.
The entire UFC 300 on his phone.
Still electric.
Hey, it was fine. It was good. I was happy.
But yeah,
only one boring fight of the night, Aljamain Sterling versus Calvin Kattar.
I didn't see
Kattar.
That one. Kattar? I was in and out.
Kattar? It was sweet. Dude, Marina Rodriguez versus Jessica Andrade. I thought that fight was fucking excellent. Fun fight. Fun night of fights. Also, they played a set. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I like it when I don't mess up. This felt like one of those. This felt like one, like whether, I don't know. I don't know if people are enjoying this or not, but I'm like, I'm not forgetting my lyrics or stuttering at all. This is fine. I can live with this.
Usually, I don't think you do that a lot.
I don't think I do either, but I still, I look at everyone as like a win. There's times where I'll fumble one thing. And there's certain lines I really hate to flub, like lines I never flub, and then one time it happens, and I fucking can't believe it, and like nobody cares.
Much to the chagrin of nobody but yourself.
Yeah, the in Picturesque, I never ever flub, except for like once or maybe twice now, which makes me sick.
Indian women?
indignant women. Stop it.
This guy's got something about it. Indian women?
No, the telenovelas Squaz. Kimmel, Conan, Leno, Letterman, Ellen, and Oprah. That's a hell of a tongue twister.
Right.
And I nail it every time. That was like the first time I fucked that up. I like, I didn't sleep well that night.
All I ever
I carried that
is
into
go.
The next night's show. Like, that ain't happening ever again.
Oprah! Oprah! that's my contribution to that line.
Yeah. It's fun to look at the crowd sometimes because people know our lyrics and they'll be singing along to that verse. And like, that line, I've like locked eyes with someone before who's rapping everything. And nah, that's
tap out.
That's the ankle breaker right there.
Yeah.
No, dude, I cross him over, hit the layup every time. So it's a good thing that we took our flight 2 days ago and yesterday instead of today.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear?
I saw.
Israel and Hamas have called a truce.
Yeah, the ceasefire.
The war is over.
Right. It particularly bugs me because Chicago has already like declared as maybe the biggest city in the country. They have signed a whatever ceasefire resolution support thing.
Sure.
Like publicly. So like, you know, you're just pissing off a bunch of people that already are free Palestine. What they're doing is the protesters are blocking the Golden Gate Bridge in San Fran and. First off, this morning, I think the all of like the terminals 1, 2, and 3 leading to O'Hare Airport. There's a video of people like getting out of their car, and I think I pulled it up somewhere. I thought I pulled it up somewhere. Here we go. Oh, just sitting. It's a sit-in on the street leading to the airport, and people are like ditching the car and dragging their rolling bags through the lawn.
But the drummer boy is on point.
Yeah, dude. That's a goddamn paradiddle. Yeah.
Well, I'm happy to say that it wasn't all for nothing. The war is over. Congratulations.
That would have pissed
me off.
Traffic
blockers.
Like, two flights in less than 24 hours we had over the weekend. And yeah, the biggest story when I turned my phone on today is protesters blocking all lanes at O'Hare. I'm like, dude, we're taking another flight this weekend.
I don't know about,
tour coming up. Dude, come on.
I don't know about on the way there. On the way back, I might have murdered somebody.
Yeah, that would have been stupid to block the exit, though. I guess if you're going to pick it, like, I don't know. Is there a one? I think this sucks when you're blocking like vehicular traffic, especially at like an international airport.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not the best form of expression to me.
It's lost on all these protesters that blocking traffic has not done anything ever. It hasn't resulted in any change. For any protest, blocking traffic.
Shout it loud, proud. That's all fine. Like, again, there's this is what would turn me. Like, I would just be so stubborn. I would just start, like, praising Israel and things I don't even believe because I'm so pissed off at these motherfuckers
sitting of course.
Indian style in the street where I need to go and I'm about to miss my flight. That's insane.
Of course.
Yeah. Not the first time. I was just like, this is the first. I'm just making it about me now. I was like, that could have been me yesterday. And I would have snapped. Are you kidding me? So yeah, free Palestine, and please just get the fuck out of the street this Saturday. We got to fly back to Texas and start a tour. Palmer Square is opening up for Escape from the Zoo, starting in Corpus Christi this Sunday, I think, which is weird to say. Tour starts Sunday.
Yeah. you start your tour on Sunday.
I should read through all the dates again because I don't know if we've been promoting this well enough, but we're starting a big tour, also playing support for... Escape from the Zoo. Where's the fucking dates? Yo, Sunday, April 21st, Corpus Christi. And then we're going to Houston, Austin again at Kick Butt on Wednesday. Dallas, Texas, Thursday. Oklahoma City right after that on Friday, April 26th. There's an Amarillo show on the 27th. Colorado Springs, April 28th. Denver, April 30th at Moe's. Then we're in Durango, Colorado, May 1st, Flagstaff, Arizona, May 2nd, Phoenix, Arizona, May 3rd, Alta Loma, California, May 4th, Santa Ana, May 5th, whatever, dude. We're
Rancho,
in Cali.
Rancho, Cucamonga.
Pomona on the 7th, San Francisco on the 8th. Maybe we can block the Golden Gate Bridge on our way into town. Sacramento, May 9th, Medford, May 10th. We're in Oregon now. May 11th in Bend, May 14th in Portland, Oregon. And then Washington, Tacoma, Seattle, Vancouver, BC, then back to Washington, Bellingham, Washington, Bremerton, Washington, and Boise, Idaho, before finishing up the last two shows, May 22, Salt Lake City, and May 24th in Reno, Nevada.
Hell yeah!
Tickets are on sale at palmersquares.com/tour. Of the tickets that have links, and we were told about them. This is punk rock stuff, you guys. This isn't a rap tour. This is some punk rock shit. It's spelled wrong on the flyer, dude. I was saying Alta Lima like a jackass. It's punk rock, dude. It's just like, we don't care.
Runcho Cockamungu.
Cockamuncher. So yeah, get your tickets for that, and or just show up. We're going on the road starting in Texas again this weekend and heading west. Come see us. This is going to be fun. Yeah, what else? What else can we do?
Wait, I'd rather mow these people down with our rental car than participate.
It's frustrating, you know, really. You start, you know, you're splitting hairs.
But you care more about your flight than people dying, than people I didn't know existed and didn't acknowledge the existence of until 6 months ago.
Yo, I'm struggling too. I can barely afford this plane ticket.
It's and the annoyance like, of like my cause
to work
is more
in
important
Austin.
Than your cause.
I have to get to work in Austin. Hello.
I have to go watch UFC 300 on my phone Hello. While ignoring the show. Hello.
I don't make any money if I don't get to Austin.
I have to go cause a scene in the Torchies.
Yeah, I threw all that Torchies up shortly after.
Pussy.
And whatever, dude. Somebody gave me a bump, and I never do those anymore, and it rocked me. I was I was like that SpongeBob meme. It's all like, whoa. I was all tilted.
You were like that Krusty the Krab meme.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a you
the babyest bump, and I'm like,
you can't put anything. You can't put anything in your nose without puking. It's weird.
That's why I don't do drugs really anymore. That's every time, even if I'm having a good night. It was like I don't have a hotel. It's like somebody offers. I'm like, I'll take a little bit. I do want to stretch.
Can you
through the night
that line up my ass, please?
But yeah, pretty much anything. I hit a point of realization with mushrooms too. I never take a drug that I usually have fun on without like an extreme nausea period, which sort of just made me stop being fun and
right.
doing drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Every here and then, yeah, you're not sprinkle funny. It on. But yeah, I'm an old pussy bitch and I just get nauseous and paranoid. And dude, it was one of those chunkies, dude. Like those tacos were not digested yet. I finished eating them like 45 minutes earlier.
Line.
No, dude, it was the opposite.
There is
a
humidity, though, to Texas cocaine. I feel like every time I've done cocaine in Texas, it's in big lumps.
Yeah, I was like, just a 16th.
I watched somebody try to chop it for 15 minutes until they're like, all right, we're snorting lumps.
Yeah, I didn't.
I give up. Whatever.
I didn't have
enough. It's too thick down here.
Yeah, too thick. That's how I would describe how it came back up. There was no flow.
Sandy.
I wasn't drinking a ton either. It's like maybe if I had six beers in me, it would have spewed it out all nice. But
that's
dude,
the worst.
It was it was like a horror movie pea soup,
gritty, like grainy vomit in your teeth.
Yeah, and then I got home.
Should have made out.
Like not later that night, but like I spent the whole night and then at the airport. And then when I get home, I realize there's just puke splashes all over my Nikes and the bottom of my sweats that I was wearing through the airport and everything. Yeah. Pretty sweet. Pretty rock star shit. We're going to fit into this punk tour. You know, no problem.
Hell yeah.
I wear my puke on my sleeve.
Fucking night one, I'm piercing my nose with a safety pin.
So last weekend too, or last week before our show over the weekend, we had one of our, it's becoming tradition now that Dylan lives in the city with us again. He started doing like these horror movie bingo nights.
Yes.
Last time it was around the holidays. And we just watched like 80 horror movies, and he puts the thought into making bingo cards.
80 horror movies.
80s horror movies.
A movie from the 80s.
Yes. But yeah, like makes a bingo card full of like the ridiculous shit to make us pay attention. And,
yes.
I don't know. That was fun.
I enjoy it.
I hope these become like a monthly thing when we're in town and, you know. Yeah, this needs to become tradition.
Pick one. Does it have to be horror?
The movie we picked this time, by the way, was a movie called Pieces, which I was not familiar with. And it's like a cornball slasher where, yeah, they're dismembering victims and very shoddily at the end, just kind of throw in your face like, oh, and he made like a human corpse doll. He played
puzzle.
A game of Operation.
Like a human puzzle.
Human jigsaw puzzle out of
but
the
pieces.
But yeah,
they did a very poor job throughout the film of showing that that's what he was doing.
That was like just this reveal at the end that you kind of see him working towards, and then this,
you
it was just like, oh,
really
look.
You see him working towards it.
Yeah, true.
Every victim, it's like he takes off a head, he takes off an arm, he takes off a leg. But they never show him piecing anything together.
I see where this is going.
They show him piecing an actual puzzle together. Because
it's called cinema, dude.
I'm sure that's much easier than getting prosthetic, like fake corpse
it's
limbs.
Called
and
cinema verite. I don't know what I'm talking
it's
about.
It's called working on a tiny budget.
It's called film noir, dude. You wouldn't get it. So yeah, we did that, watched Lil Uzi Vert dance all gay on Coachella. I was just like watching this Coachella stream battling internally my own like artistic integrity versus like I just want the Coachella money, but look, it sucks. It's like even if you don't like his music, I feel
I'm
like
jaded to it.
Yeah, you're to perform at a place like Coachella or at least that act. I didn't see him like performing shit. He's just like making an appearance, like
his
the Jersey Shore cast showing up at the bar. You know,
yeah.
It's like I'm here to like fist bump and dance and pop my shirt off while people pull their phones out and be like, "Look, that's him.
They're playing.
He's here."
The album track. And he's got the mic in his hand, but he only uses it every...
He
like,
just hits the end of every fourth line.
Every 10 bars, he'll put it to his mouth and say something and then go back to just dancing around, running laps.
Yeah, and then I kind of watched that just thinking, like, man, that'd be so cool like to just be rich and not have to lift a finger anymore. But I'm like, no, it wouldn't. Like, I would never be able to just,
no,
like...
It wouldn't. It would be pretty awesome. I'll do nothing the whole set.
We'd have to still, even though we'd be rapping like partial song, we'd still have to rap more parts than he does.
Nobody cared. Nobody at the show cared. They all had the time of their lives.
Loved it.
So again, it's like I got no qualms with Lil Uzi Vert and what he chooses to do with his stage time. If I'm upset with anybody, it's the 50,000 people who are losing their minds over a guy running around to his own song, like the album track of his own song.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Doesn't matter that I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm sick of being a hater, dude. We got to stop being haters.
I'm kind of trying to come around to not...
Good for him,
like
dude.
I said, it's more out of like I'm jaded and just kind of tired of it. And what am I going to say? The same thing for the 6,000th time? Fuck it.
Yes, that's what the podcast is.
This is cool. I like it. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah!
I was thinking, this is just my own...
that's all I saw, though.
What's that called? Imposter syndrome. I just hate myself.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I just described our set in Austin as like, did great, didn't fuck anything up. I was doing so well that I was thinking like, I'm just such a... This is just gay white boy shit. Mm-hmm. Everything is just like, I'm a knot in the yarn, spin me a web, intolerant heart, sick in the head. Like, we get it. You
Does
found
it
every syllable pattern. You're good.
That I'm doing
yes.
like what I think is
it's
awesome.
Like, just be cool, loser.
For 25 people, and he's doing what I think
just
is gay
pop your
for
shirt
50,000.
Just pop your shirt off and hit the whoa, fucking loser.
Just know what a whoa is.
I think I know. I think I know the woe.
Teach me the woe.
You don't know the woe?
Please teach me your woes.
I learned it from Hillary Clinton. Or was that the, what did she do? What was the name?
No,
that was the nay-nay.
Thing she looked up during the balloons?
Yeah, Hillary taught me the nay-nay.
Nay-nay. Hillary taught me to carry hot sauce in my purse at all times.
Yeah, we also did a photo shoot.
Hillary taught me to get over myself. we did a photo shoot with our gay photographer, Paul. What's his last name?
You may have heard of him.
Atreides?
What an asshole. I hope he hears this. Are you joking or do you have no
Paul
idea what his name is?
He was Paul Atreides. It's Paul Elliott, dog.
Who's Paul Atreides? Am I the asshole for not knowing who that
That's
person
Timothy
is?
Timothy Chalamet's character in Dune.
Oh, you know I wouldn't know that. I know the woe, but not that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul hit me up before our photo shoot and...
On a rhyme, call you ladies bitches with Paul Atreides switches. He switches sides in the second one.
That's called motherfucking...
Abe!
Paul calls me
by the way,
our
Abe
shoot.
Is still going strong. I just wanted everybody to
know. That was actually, I should have mentioned that. At the
Matt Abed our text thread this morning.
For sure. I mean, you guys started it.
Yes, we did.
What am I going to do? Just sit there like an asshole? Like I'm over the bit while you guys are still having fun? while we were doing bingo night at Dylan's. Like Dylan in the kitchen was like, so by the way, like what's going on with this Abe thing?
We have
catch
jealous
me up
friends
on Abe.
Who aren't included in the Abe
they
thing.
They needed clarification, so we told Dylan like the whole story, all concise. Like same shit we said last week on the pod, but like, oh, it started like this in the text thread, and then we were just being assholes and you know, photoshopping silly movie covers. And then as soon as we were done with that, our buddy Eric comes up, you know, didn't hear this conversation in the kitchen. He's like, yo, I saw your stories. What's up with this Abe thing?
Oh,
it's like, okay,
yeah.
So it was in the text thread. It was Rap Game Abe Simpson. Like, it's a big hit. It caught on like wildfire.
It's such a phenomenally stupid thing to have to break down to a friend.
Yeah, twice. So yeah, Paul calls me before our photo shoot because he's renting a space. And while he has the space, he's sort of like, would you like to do, you know, get some updated shots? So right. We're like, sure. And he said, well, I'm sharing this space and I need you to sign a release form. I don't believe him. Everything he says is always so dry.
Paul's a jokester.
And it's just deadpan though. So when he talks, he's just like, by the way, can you sign a release? And I'm like, is this for real?
He has a great poker face. I never know. I have the worst poker face of all time.
Yeah.
I can't hide shit. on my face.
So yeah, I never know when Paul is joking. And so he says he really does. And I was like, that's fine, whatever. Just take the photos and I'll sign the thing. I don't care. So he emails it and I print it out. And my printer, it's like part of it was all smeared. And I'm like, God damn it, you know. So I'm like trying to print it again. And I even like start running the, you know,
head diagnostics. Cleaning.
Yeah, running diagnostics on the printer.
Anytime I've seen this man print, it's a debacle.
It's insane.
So
printers are a scam.
For a prank to be centered around your printer is like a double prank.
Yeah. So when he asked me to sign this, the first thing I said was, okay, is this one of your jokes? Like, you just don't sound serious.
No.
So I'm printing it.
Space and you actually, I need you to sign this.
And then I start looking and I just kind of like, it catches my eye that I see something about, like, I understand that this is the form, I'm reading it now. I understand there's a chance and complication associated with the procedure. Complications include, but not limited to, bleeding or infection to the site.
Was foreskin.
Yeah. By signing this consent, I understand that circumcision is an elective procedure that involves removal of the normal male foreskin. So yeah, Paul sent me this and totally got me with the circumcision release prank.
The classic circumcision release prank.
It's like, you asshole. I knew this was bullshit. But yeah, that was the weekend. Circumcision shoot, bingo night, and Austin. Let's do an obit. There's definitely one.
Somebody died, now we're pouring one up in their memory.
Everybody knows.
Bada bing.
O.J. Simpson finally atones for murdering two people 30 years ago.
I think he's down there, smiling up at us.
the Carlin Hellbit. Yeah, O.J. succumbs to his battle with cancer.
I heard a Chance sampled Nicole Simpson Brown and Ron Goldman.
Ah! I'm like, where are you going? I get it. You know what? I like it. So now I guess there's like a legal issue because he still owes money.
As there should be.
Yeah, of course. I mean, as he's still, the juice was loose for decades. O.J. Simpson executor vows to ensure Ron Goldman's family get, quote, nothing from his estate. There's a payout of 33.
What has Ron Goldman gotten from the juice ever?
I might need some side research.
So where
if
does
it's anything more than nothing.
Cocksucker get off making a statement like that?
Malcolm Laverne, the executor of the estate of the late O.J. Simpson, has vowed to prevent the payout of a $33.5 million judgment to the families of his ex-client's wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ron Goldman, saying that he hopes to ensure that Goldman's family in particular gets nothing. So what is this $33 million figure? Is that something
he hopes?
The executor is who's like responsible for the doling out of O.J.'s funds.
Was the quote that he hopes they get nothing?
It is my hope that the Goldmans get, like, he's going to work as hard as he can to make sure that, yeah.
That the father, that OJ's, that the family of where, the victim who did nothing. So the $33 million comes from the civil suit that the Goldmans filed after O.J. was found.
Right.
Was acquitted on the criminal charges. They filed a civil suit. I think it was I'm trying to remember the reason that it was $33 million. I thought that had he been found guilty, he would have gone to jail for like 33 years or something.
It does say here, after the acquittal in the trial of the century, Simpson was eventually found liable for the deaths of Brown, Simpson, and Goldman in a civil wrongful death lawsuit in February 97 and ordered to make the huge damages payout to their families, but never did so, with the Goldman estate reportedly receiving only $123,000. So they got $123,000.
Righteous
of what,
bucks.
Yeah, they sued for $33 million.
I'd trade my son for $123,000.
In this economy?
That's like eight bags of chips.
Yeah.
I think it had to do with what was supposed to be his sentence, though. The reason the judge ruled 33 mil. I thought they said that when they made the ruling. I forget.
He was ultimately convicted and sentenced to 33 years imprisonment with a minimum of 9 years without parole. And we all know what happened next. So
wait, what did you just say? Because was that for the strong arm robbery? The kidnapping?
Yeah, I might have skipped over his 2007 arrest.
So did the civil suit come after?
It said that was 97.
The civil suit?
Civil wrongful death lawsuit in February 1997 in order to make a huge damages payout to the
so,
families.
So, you know what? I think I have it reversed. I think the
that
judge...
That would be like us.
The judge...
To not know a singular thing about what we're talking about.
Many years later, O.J. Simpson... Was it strong arm or did they have a gun? He made a deal to meet this guy who had a bunch of OJ memorabilia in a hotel to buy it off of him. And the guy also brought a bunch of baseball memorabilia that was worth a lot of money that had nothing to do with OJ. And OJ, he like got a bunch of dudes together to rob this guy of his own memorabilia. We're going to steal my memorabilia back that this guy has. And they held him against his will in a hotel room for I don't know how long, but that's kidnapping right there.
Yeah.
And I think one of them had a gun. I think it was armed robbery. And they also stole all the baseball memorabilia that the guy had. I don't know if they knew that wasn't OJ stuff, but they like took off with, you know, I think tens of thousands of dollars.
Did OJ play baseball?
Yeah, sure.
So when
I remember.
He got arrested and sent to jail for that, and I think when the judge sentenced him for that, they made it 33 years because they knew he had wormed out of paying the Goldmans the $33 million that he owed them.
Right. So the civil suit came first and then the actual jail sentence for the memorabilia.
I'm pretty sure the judge was like, 1 year for every $1 million you've denied the family of the victim that you murdered.
It wasn't clear. I didn't read anyways how long he had cancer. This was like only recently, it was like a Norm MacDonald thing where it's been going on for
he kept
years
it pretty
and years.
Under wraps. Yeah. It's funny to bring up Norm MacDonald in this story.
True. And, they had a relationship.
And I know at the Cam and Mace It Is What It Is podcast, they were like the exclusive. They were the ones to like get the story a few months ago that he had cancer. They had the juice on a number of times.
Really?
They love the juice. They defend the juice. And I know that they originally said they wanted him as their co-host when they started the It Is What It Is show.
Yeah.
So they would have him on. They had him on a number of times. And I've seen like all of their posts about the juice and RIP.
Just true condolences.
And all of their fans, for like...
None of that rest in piss.
It's crazy to see an entire comment section that's like, you gave this man his flowers. Thank you so much for bringing him back into the public light and all this.
Yeah.
It's like not a single, this guy stabbed two people 90 times.
It's like the reverse of what I see now when I post these like old throwback snippets on our YouTube shorts.
This guy all but admitted to killing two people.
Yeah.
In cold blood. He did it.
The comments on YouTube for me posting that picturesque snippet was like,
trash.
They were acting like we killed two people. They wanted to kill two people, me and you. I was like a scroll of like eight. And I thought YouTube is where people like this. I get on Facebook.
Yeah,
we always catch
12
heat.
Years ago. Almost said eight.
People don't forget.
People don't forget that we're kind of
forgot
dope.
About us.
No, yeah, it's all it's a whole new generation that really hates our guts.
No, do we just we're just not feeding them what they want. We got to hit the whoa. We got to pop the shirt off. Hit the whoa.
These guys are using their microphones too much. They're not whoaing.
What else? Oh,
I got the whore.
You got anything to play?
I got the whore.
You got a music set up for our next obituary, perhaps?
All right, pulling up the Stuck on You soundtrack.
Lori and George. Lori and George Schappel, world's oldest conjoined twins, dead at 62.
Damn, they can make it that far?
Well, they set the record. Like, the world's oldest. I don't think people
being connected
usually make it out of their 30s or 40s with this.
At the head is crazy.
Yeah.
Wait.
That's a nasty clash of heads.
Stuck on you. Is this the twins where one of them was a singer? And they like kind of wheeled her on a cart. So they're facing opposite directions and they're connected at the forehead.
Can you imagine? It's like I'm only at 36 years of age and privileged and blessed to have like a mostly
my own
normal
body. privileged
yeah.
to have
I'm
my
not confused
own body.
About if I'm the wrong person in my body.
I don't think that's a privilege.
I just mostly everything about I'm like, it's great.
You're not privileged. They're cursed.
So
don't get it twisted.
Almost like twice as long as my. And I also, there's plenty of, you know, I should always be like, I can't complain, but I love complaining.
Oh, that's my favorite thing to do. Just love to complain.
62 years with your face smashed into your brother or sister's
breath. Christ. Every second.
They were also the first same-sex conjoined twins to identify as different genders when George came out as transgender male.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, I was confused. See? Same-sex twins. I was like, which one's George then? when George came out as transgender.
Yeah, they spelled Georgina wrong.
Boy George.
Double
girl.
Freak.
Oh, man.
Triple freak?
Jesus.
Jesus is right.
The Guinness World Records and Liebensberger Funeral Homes in Leesport website confirmed that the world's oldest conjoined twins have died. I don't see anything about singing.
Conjoined twins.
You might be confusing.
Country sing. I watched a Dateline with my mom 15 years ago. Yeah, it was them.
What?
George performed as a country singer. The footage I saw, it was when.
Well, this wasn't George Strait, but
Nice. I saw the footage when it was still a lady. As of 2020, they were the oldest living conjoined twins in the world. Yeah, I remember watching a thing with my mom years ago. I used to watch a lot of Dateline freak show stuff with
a lot
my
of
mom.
Maury.
I watched one with our friend Keith, and God, we were like 13 and 12 or something. And
young
we were watching a Dateline with my mom about a girl who was born with no arms, and it's a really amazing story. She she drives a car with her feet. I think she learned how to fly or something. She eats spaghetti with her feet and.
Learned how to fly?
I think she learned how to get her pilot license or something. Maybe I'm wrong. She drove, though. Anyway, they're showing footage of her as a kid. And there was this home. I remember they showed this home video of her parents got her. It's not even prosthetics. It was like this plastic, football shoulder pads. And then they have plastic arms attached to it coming out.
Oh, cool.
They do nothing. This is years ago that we were watching this, and the footage when we were watching it was years old. So it's probably 1990. These are not animatronic limbs or anything.
No, is that movie we watched at Dylan's? Just part mannequin?
It's just a piece of plastic on this girl's torso with arms coming out of it. And it was a 10-second clip, and it was just a little girl with no arms, and they put this thing on her. And then she just shakes it around. Yeah. She doesn't like it on her, like a dog, like shaking something off its back.
Okay, he's comparing this disabled woman to a dog. Go on.
And me and Keith fucking busted out laughing so hard. And my mom was like, if you're not going to take this seriously, you could go somewhere else. My mom was so invested in this Dateline 2020. She's so mad that we were like, she doesn't like her fake arms. We were so amused.
Yeah, your 12-year-old boys.
Yeah.
She knows what she's in for. That's hilarious.
We
So yeah, those two.
We were totally in the right.
I wonder if there's info. It's like, so what happens? They both just happened to die, or one of them had a disease on their organs?
You can't, if you're a conjoined twin, to my knowledge, you can't live with the other one dead.
Exactly, but
your organs are
the cause of death. Is that both of them are equally responsible? Because you know how sometimes conjoined twins will share organs, or they might have two. You know,
I'm just looking at pictures of these two.
You know, if they had
the sheer misery.
If one was an alcoholic and they each had a liver, you know, and the alcoholic one got cirrhosis and it killed both of them.
Psoriasis.
Cirrhosis? Psoriasis is a skin disease.
Oh, yeah. I got psoriasis on my liver.
You suck!
So, yeah, I just, I don't know what their situation was exactly, but one of them theoretically might have been responsible or had the cause of death, you know?
Totally. I'm betting it was George.
Yeah. It's like one of them shot themselves.
Women
in the head.
Live longer than men, statistically.
Right.
So I'm betting it was George. Yeah. R.I.P. Poe up, dog. Poe up.
That's all I had.
That's all
the
you
juice
had?
And
you didn't
the
have
twins.
Rico Wade, who co-wrote and I think produced Waterfalls by TLC.
Legend. Let's definitely squeeze it in there.
Rico Wade, who co-wrote and produced TLC's 1995 smash Waterfalls as a member of Atlanta production team Organized Noize, has sadly died at the age of 52. Wade helped shape the sound of Southern hip-hop in the 1990s. In addition to co-writing Waterfalls and En Vogue's Don't Let Go and Ludacris's Saturday Ooh Ooh.
Ooh Ooh. I'm more of a,
oh no, cry babies go home.
Organized Noize was best known for collaborating with the Dungeon Family, an Atlanta music collective that included Outkast, Goody Mob, and more. And then the collective he was part of produced Outkast's album, Southern Playalistic Adilic.
Oh, you're so
music.
Embarrassing to be a rapper that doesn't know how to say the album. It sucks.
Spotty Oddy Dopolis.
Spotty Dopey Oshalicious.
Spotty Califragilistic Openus.
No, seriously, say them both. I need you to say both of them and just try and make it sound
Spotty Abadopoulos isn't on here.
Dude, he actually calls it that. I know because I've heard him say this for 20 years.
Not gonna learn.
You're like Larry David's last episode.
Southern Playalistic Idyllic Music.
Oh my god, dude. Idyllic?
Cadillac
music.
Southern Playalistic Cadillac music.
You blew it! No,
Playalistic no! Cadillac
music. Come on, dude. Now say the name of that Spotty Oddy song.
Music. I don't even
What's
have it in
called?
Front of me.
Just from memory.
Spotty Apadoopolis.
Dude, we suck.
Spotty Dopolopolis.
And I'm including myself in this. I'm an extension of you, and you suck.
You didn't
you
teach
suck!
Me right. You didn't keep your heart 3 stacks.
And then it came back.
Spotty Oddy Dopolis. Yeah, he died. R.I.P. Rico Wade.
Cadillac. He said Cadillac. Okay, I'm sorry.
Cadillac.
This reminds me of when, speaking of 13-year-old boys, I was hanging with Sean.
Go on.
When I was also 13, we were skateboarding at Sean's house.
No Diddy.
And Sean was
or
like
Diddy.
A... Sean was like a... Kind of an asshole, but also a gearhead.
Kind of an asshole. Yeah. Our friend Sean growing up, I struggled to even consider him a friend. He was like a real life Eric Cartman. Like if you could bring Eric Cartman to life, he would look at Sean and be like, good God, man. What are you doing?
Take it easy.
Where's
Sean
your heart?
Was the epitome of a problem child. And also I was like kind of his henchman. Like me and him would do.
If the kid from Problem Child could come to life, he'd meet Sean and be like, good God, man.
But yeah, we did all sorts of vandalism stuff. I got arrested with him for, you know, like endangering civilians before. But we were kids. Boys will be boys, yada, yada. We did our time.
Yeah.
But at the time I'm talking about, we were skating in his driveway. And remember Jacob?
Yeah.
It was me and Sean and Jacob. And Jacob was a really good skater. Maybe not as much of a gearhead as Sean. And... he happened to talk like Sean had a new car, and he said, you know, showing it off. And Jacob was like, oh, I like the, you know, those are cool hump caps. And Sean
hump
just
caps.
Just latched on for 30 minutes. He's hump like, caps. He's like, what? What? Say it. Yeah. Say it again. No. Say how you said it. He's like, no, what is it called? He's like, no, say it. Hump caps. Oh, my God. Is it hump caps? Cadillac music.
It's like the second time he said it, he's not like being wrong on purpose.
He like, it didn't. Lose the funniness to Sean for I think 10 or 15 minutes of just making Jacob repeat hump caps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good kid.
That's like the nicest thing I've ever heard Sean do.
Oh, yeah. I've told the stories before, but yeah, he like smeared pizza sauce in his mom's work clothes for overcooking the pizza. And by overcooking the frozen pizza, I mean like it was a little, like it was perfect. It was dark brown
was
a
fine.
Little. It just wasn't white mozzarella anymore. It was
golden.
Singed golden.
How it should
dude,
be.
It was perfect. He's like, I can't digest this. And he just smeared it all over work clothes.
Yeah, I never heard anyone else threaten to chop their mom's tits off to her face.
Daily.
Numerous times.
Yeah.
Anyway, Rico Wade, R.I.P.
Okay.
Hardly knew ye. I got one more.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Cry babies go home.
I don't even know this song.
Okay.
Can't remember anything. Ooh, this song is not good.
You suck!
It's Nick Cave, but it's called the Higgs Boson Blues, and I chose it to honor Peter Higgs, who discovered the God particle. Can't remember anything. and is the man who the Higgs boson is named after.
Whoa, Jowls.
Higgs was awarded the 2013 Physics Nobel Prize for the theory of how particles acquire mass. The search for the Higgs boson was a quote from Kyle Cranmer. The search for the Higgs boson.
So you know that's not how it's pronounced.
was the primary focus of the first part of my career. Peter Higgs was a very deep man. I can't read. Peter Higgs was a very humble man that contributed something immensely deep to our understanding of the universe. I will not convey anything about that understanding of the universe.
Boring. Boring alert.
But I will rest.
Boring.
Rest?
I was looking for any excuse to use my new
wish
pad.
A peaceful rest.
Boring. Oh,
just drink.
Boring.
Cheers.
Alert.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Except to the Jews.
Yes.
Screw you, dude.
We don't drink to the Jews.
You did that.
Who cares? You blocked my traffic. Who cares? Who cares about this obit? Oh wait, dude. Man, so, I'm totally surprised you didn't come with your story over here. There's one more obit.
Okay.
We gotta do one more obit. I just gotta think of a song. Which do I go with?
This is a song.
Mm-hmm. This is a song.
Go with this one.
Oh, snap. And he has a new album. I didn't even think of this.
Oh, God. Someone with a new album just died?
I'm gonna go with Scruggles by MGK and Trippy Red to say goodbye to Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox as a couple. They've officially broken up.
My heart, it's not three stacks anymore.
My heart is only 1.5 stacks.
My heart can't even keep it
because
a stack.
She broke it in half. Did you know Trippie Redd and MGK have an album?
Cut my life into pieces.
Did you know this?
No.
MGK, Trippie Redd, new album last week called Genre Sad Boy.
Oh, you know, I did see, I saw the title or like a promo for this.
Did you see how cute Trippie Redd is on the cover of the album?
Oh, dude.
He looks like a hot chick.
I would. Yeah, he's kind of tight. Like, MGK, you're messing up this photo.
Why did they, like, chickify his face? And then he's got, like, the... Oh, I thought it was a peace sign.
Is Trippy Red on that little Uzi stuff?
He's got, like, bunny ears.
Does he hit the whoa?
Does he suck the wang?
Suffocation.
Yeah, this is...
Oh,
turn this up for a second.
Oh.
It's gonna be next week's intro for show.
Oh. Keep your heart three stacks. I just have
whistling? No fucking way. No reason for this.
No business.
Dude, listen to this Andy Griffith ass shit.
I didn't realize I have a fucking... I was just showing Matt a picture of Abby and Brittany, the other conjoined twins.
It's just an image search of these twins.
You know, one of them got married.
Oh, that's the... not the dead ones.
Of course it's not the dead ones. Their foreheads are disconnected.
Dude, I'm sorry. They're all the same to me. Yeah, I saw that one of these conjoined twins is married, which means that they're both married, basically, right?
Doesn't it? I think they only have one puss.
So what happens if the other chick starts dating somebody and the husband isn't into, like, another wang in the bedroom?
Right.
What do we do? Whatever. Dude, I need to
hear
more of that song. Genre sad boy.
Genre colon?
Yeah, colon all right.
I'm gay!
Colon all right. Dude, you could say colon again.
Genre.
I'm over 45. I realize that I'm a sad boy. You just send MGK's album in a box.
Genre sad boy.
Yeah. Let's do some fan questions.
Man, that stinks. Should we? Or should we complain more?
Should we find minutia to be mad at?
I was just going
to
say about like being a conjoined twin, how much that must suck. We should talk more about how much being a conjoined twin. You
That's
think any of our listeners?
Listeners? Kadaliak Spodalicious?
Pull up again, dog.
Kadalicak Spodiopolis?
Pull up some more wild. Put some more cock in my mouth, please. No, the other day... You know, I'm talking about the birds, throwing pennies at the birds.
Yeah.
I don't even get a chance to throw pennies anymore because when I open my window, they fly away. And then they come back the second I close it.
Then I came back.
they're tormenting me. Like, they know.
You're tormenting them. You're throwing pennies at them.
They know what they're doing.
Okay, so is this related to the conjoined twins at all?
No, it's just like, I can, like, you know, that's like my misery. It's like
being attached at the head to a pigeon.
The birds wake me up at 6 a.m. This is bullshit.
Yeah, that would be so pleasant to a lot of other people, just like birds chirping first
it's
thing in the morning.
It's not. You want to hear it? I recorded it.
Yes.
This is what it sounds like. It sounds like a fucking smoke detector on crack.
It sounds like, wait. It sounds like...
Boring! Does anyone else have to deal... I don't remember this being a problem the first couple of years I lived at this apartment. I don't know what's going on. Is this part of the fucking cicadas?
Dude, we're going to come home from this tour, and it's going to be like peak Cicadaville.
Is there something... Is this like a fucking...
I think that's
every
the Outkast
18
album
years,
name.
The sparrows... like lose their shit and just start chirping nonstop outside your window all day?
Yeah, I don't know. Just
this is what it sounds like.
Feed them poison. What do you want me to do?
I thought about it. I thought about putting a poisonous bird feeder on my windowsill.
What about rat traps so that you snap their heads off?
I want to get a BB gun and just pick them off my neighbor's roof.
Yeah.
One by one. Anyway, this is what I listen to. This is what wakes me up at 6 a.m. every day this past week.
Fine. The distant
it's
train.
Not fine.
The distant train is louder.
I knew this recording wasn't going to do justice.
No, dude, it's like nice
to your head.
That's like a cartoon when it's like doodly diddly diddly diddly, like the morning music. That's
it's
that.
Not. It's not music though. It's. it's one
I mean,
frequency.
You're exaggerating it. You're exaggerating.
I'm
it.
Not exaggerating anything.
So nice.
This isn't what I wake up to.
This is what I heard.
I put on my AirPods. Is that what they're called? My headphones?
Yeezy Pods.
And they have the noise cancellation. It's crazy how good these things are at canceling noise. These birds penetrate it. I put my headphones in to go back to sleep, and I'm just listening to Miracle Tones plus chirping.
Miracle Tones plus.
That's how the birds bust in every morning. But yeah, I fucking, the other day I freaked out. I started banging on my window. 6 a.m. And I tried to go back and they came back. It lands like right outside my window and does
this. I freaked
this.
Out. I glued my head to my brother.
So I jumped out of bed and I was like, motherfucker! I was like, in Big Daddy. He's like, I'm up! The kids keep.
You're so dramatic. Is your roommate home?
So I banged on my window. And then this is the morning we had to leave for Texas. And I know we're not going to get to sleep tonight. So I know that like the sleep I'm getting now is the only sleep I'm going to get for the next almost 48 hours. So shut the fuck up, please. And they didn't. Spoiler alert, they didn't.
Shut the fuck up!
So that's me. I get out of bed like, shut the fuck! And I bang my window to scare them off. And then I go throw the luggage bag in my kitchen on the floor.
Term's great at throwing bags. That's his signature
I
move.
I Omar'd the bag onto my kitchen
That's
floor.
That's his Stone Cold Steve Stunner.
I'm like, fuck. Fuck it. I'll start
Stone
packing
Cold
the merch.
Steve Stunner.
Our flight's not until 1 p.m., but I'll start packing the merch now. It's 6 a.m. because I'm not allowed to sleep. And yeah, my neighbors texted my roommate because they were alarmed. They were like, we heard screaming and banging at 6 a.m. And I was like,
oh, man.
I had to tell my roommate. And he was concerned also. He's like, is everything cool? And I was like, yeah, I'm immature. And I overreacted to the birds outside my window. Something more embarrassing than like your roommate being alarmed because you threw a conniption fit over some birds.
Yeah, and you're not 18.
Through a temper tantrum. Yeah, and
you're
33.
You're twice that age. Did you hear me say Stone Cold Steve Stunner?
No, I didn't.
You blew it!
No.
Man, wait. You corny!
Ooh. Okay. We should do a fan question.
Stone Cold Steve Hump Caps.
It's time for fan questions!
Doodly 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 doodly
doo. It's time for fan questions! Report.
Woo!
Wahoo!
I'm sweating bullets in here.
It's not gonna help when we turn the light on for the
God
video episode.
Damn it!
Well, you are. You're dripping.
It's crazy. I'm also wearing extremely hot pants.
It's like, and I have the AC on for the first time all year. It's nuts. Maybe I'll have to turn it down.
My gosh!
You okay? Are you melting?
Do you mind if I take a cold shower? before the Patreon episode.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you guys have ever seen
it. Coming in hot.
Did you place his phone call in a fish tank?
I can translate. He's saying, hey, I was just wondering if.
I can translate. He's saying,
no way, dude. How'd you do that? You sound like Busta Rhymes in that Look at Me Now song.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you guys.
Gotta.
And I gotta get him, and I gotta go, and I gotta get him, and I gotta.
I was just wondering.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you guys have ever seen the movie American.
Slow down.
Took you long enough, yet.
Where is it?
It's.
Whatever.
I've tried to watch it.
Okay, I gotta start all the
what
way.
What movie?
Yeah, I was just wondering if you guys have ever seen.
Sounds like that scene in Liar Liar where Jim Carrey's like. You know what I'm saying? You know that part.
Prenuptial.
I'd have got him 10.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you guys have ever seen the movie American Pickle. I've tried to watch it over the weekend because it sounded funny. It was fucking terrible.
It's like terrible.
A good premise, but Seth Rogen acting against Seth Rogen a la Eddie Murphy in The Clumps.
I didn't know until I searched it.
Talk about it.
It's bad. Talk about it. I haven't seen.
Now I remember seeing a thing for this, and yeah, I would never, ever.
What is this movie where he's playing multiple roles?
Turn this movie on. Show me the to watch it. It's called an American Pickle.
Ah,
Seth Rogen plays an old Jew.
I recognize this this cover.
And I think he's.
Oh, that's the cover of the movie. I would never, and I mean never, watch
ever.
I mean, I'm also not going to watch it now that you said it's terrible.
I'd watch The Sandlot every day for the rest of my life instead of this once.
Are you implying that The Sandlot is not a good film?
No, but 70 years from now, watching it every day for the rest of my life, I might get sick of it. But it's better than watching this one time.
Got it.
So I'd rather do that.
70 years from now, he thinks he's going to live to be 103.
Come on, dude.
And he's still going to be watching Sandlot.
This film stars Seth Rogen as an Eastern European Jewish immigrant who gets preserved in a vat of pickles and wakes up. You thought this sounded funny? Wakes up a century later in modern-day New York City, attempting to fit in with the assistance of his last remaining descendant. Ancestor?
Boring! Boring alert!
We took stupid pills today.
For sure, dude. We got no sleep over the weekend.
I looked at the
weekend.
Word descendant for 30 seconds there and was like, what?
What did you think it was?
Descendant?
You're bad at spelling.
Pull up, dude. Pull up to my brain. Directed by Brandon Trost.
Brandon.
What the fuck did this guy ever direct? He was the cinematographer for the MacGruber movie. Oh.
MacGruber? That's you. You're MacGruber.
Chomo MacGruber?
MacGruber?
Yeah.
Got it.
Remember that? I remember
watching it
hilarious.
Once and thinking it was really funny.
We peed ourselves laughing at that movie.
I wonder if I'd feel the same now because that was a long time ago.
Yeah, would I just stare at the screen?
I remember thinking, this is funny.
Yeah.
And I never really followed his whatever. That was a character from SNL. I didn't know the character very well.
It was a play on MacGyver.
Yeah. Oh, well, goddamn. You know what? Let's just switch over to the fucking Patreon. Let's try and kickstart our brains in the intermission.
Yeah, dude, you ruined fan questions.
That was only one. I have more.
I'm talking to Pickle Guy.
Oh, right. Yeah, dude. I was just wondering if you could do a better call next time.
Yeah, I was just wondering.
Yeah, keep wondering, dude.
You got your ass.
Smoked him.
That ass.
Smoked.
All right. What the fuck? We should switch over.
Cause I'm gonna keep my heart 3 stocks.
This tour, guys, coming up. Please come see us on the road. We're going Texas and West. I already said all the cities. So go to our website to get your tickets. We'll probably try and share some more info. Reminders. Let them know. We're gonna be on the road from April 21st to May 24th. All westward bound. And then we might have some more stuff elsewhere later.
Nah, dude. When we go from Boise to Reno, that's eastern. We're going eastward bound.
Also, we do have the Everwild Festival in Ohio on, well, I guess it's the first weekend in August. And I forget, like, this has been booked for a while, but I keep forgetting to mention we're going to be in Baltimore, I guess the third or fourth annual. What is this shit now?
Annual?
The Bishop Records event with Wax. Us.
Huh?
It's us and Wax and Jarv and the Grilled Lincolns. It's been really fun the last few years. That's on August 23rd. Tickets are on our site, I'm pretty sure. And we do have some things on the horizon, so stay tuned for that. We're not ready to announce it, but we do know that we're going to be a little more on the road.
On the road again?
In the fall, so we'll see what we can string together. Yeah.
Doodaloo, root-doo.
Send some fan mail in.
Please.
Term just renewed the damn P.O. Box.
Yeah,
Palmer Squares.
I checked it today and it was empty.
P.O. Box 47772, Chicago, Illinois 60647.
Goddamn freeloaders.
And call us 708-797-3079. Or send an email, tbsawardspodcast@gmail.com.
Shout out Wild Bill for this cool vape.
Oh, yeah.
What do you call it? Charger?
Battery.
Battery thing?
Idyllic music.
It works.
And palmersquares.com/shop for some merchandise. We have a little more on hand.
More on.
But we're going to take it on the road. See
yeah,
what
we
got left when we come.
Should
we
like deactivate the online store for the whole tour?
We're not going to be able to ship anything direct. So maybe just deactivate anything that isn't print on demand. Or put a notice that says we're you know, your orders will be fulfilled upon completion of
our
spring tour.
Now.
Yeah, it'll be until you know, the end of May.
I've always thought about, like, if we brought like 10 mailers on the road with us, and then if somebody bought one of the shirts that we have with us, stop at a post office.
I guess.
Ship it off.
Then you don't want to run out of the road merch.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'd much rather sell that shirt at a show than to you.
Patreon.com/PalmerSquares. Come on over. Come on over, baby. Tons of exclusive episodes that you can catch up on.
Tons
for the low cost of $3 a month.
Tons to talk about today.
I'm glad I saved a few fan questions.
wait, dude.
I can't wait for this tour to start because we're actually going to have road stories starting next week. And I am going to bring the audio stuff for the pod. So we'll try and get them in as often as we can. There just won't be Patreon video for a few weeks, so we'll still do episodes
right
as often as possible,
right?
So yeah, we're kicking it into high gear next week. What were you gonna say?
I don't remember.
Oh, Jesus.
I was gonna read off of the laundry list of topics to cover on the next half.
That's what we're gonna do. Let's get out of here with a new release, a remix from the Ben Buck Day Homies. This is Best Is Yet to Come by Ben Buck, featuring Vel9 and what is it, DJ Trackstar? Who's the dude from Run the Jewels?
Vel9
and DJ Trackstar on the joint with Ben.
Vel9 performed after us Saturday.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Super awesome.
She's dope and
she's very dope.
Homeboy Sandman was also very tight. And
Homeboy
Sandman. I wish I would have said one thing to either of them, like, hey, what's up?
Said zero things to either of them.
Hey, nice to meet you. Good job.
Hey, you're cute.
Hey, Homeboy Sandman, you're cute.
Very dope. I was immersed in my phone the whole time.
100%.
Yeah.
1,000,000%.
Had nothing to do with me being antisocial.
Yeah, that was great. Shout out Ben for having us again. And hey, we're going to be right back in Texas starting this weekend. So come see us. PalmerSquares.com/tour. And yeah, Smoochie Gang playlist to hear this song and so many more. Come on over to Patreon. We're doing shit over there. Go Whitey.
I don't even really need a rap about it. Talk about it, nothing. I'm good for the verses first if it serves and die your purpose. Determined to make them nervous. I'm earning it, claim my service. It's surely enough for purchase. This version is my curses. How can I compete it? I'm really enough conceited. I just get weak in the knees when I'm greeting my own defeated. A season of me and cream. Dreaming of my completion. I ain't ready to leave and find peace in my own nieces. It's like, why do I do this? Why do I care? Why do I even have dreams that's bigger than my own hair? Why do I continue to try? Bigger than I, bigger than you, bigger than news, bigger than cigarettes, bigger than booze. We do this for the love of the beat, so here's a dream team letting you know it ain't all for the cream. It's like
good for the gig, like I'm good for the verse. Had to move out the crib, had to move by the verse. To what, whom it concern, I ain't new to the turf. I got my feet wet, I had to prove what I'm worth. But yo, you pay dues, you win and you lose. You never fall back and never call up a truce. Yeah, all in the scoop and had to do what it do. Yeah, we set it straight and getting back in the groove. Looking at my old origins, going way back like DeLoreans. Before the time, but the support wasn't pouring in. I've been fortunate, hopping out the porch. I got the good approach, so let the good times roll again. Best to live it up, better to switch it up. Headed to better things, better to listen up. Indebted to anyone to turn into a listener. Yo, cap to the bootstrap from laces I've been getting up. This my job, but I couldn't take the time off. With every moment, holding golden times that I fought for a better place and a better understanding. Hopping out the crater when my life had crash landed. Good for the gig, like I'm good for the verse. Had to move out the crib, had to move by the first. To a whom it concern, I ain't new to the turf. I got my feet wet, I had to prove what I'm worth. But yo, you pay dues, you win and you lose. You never fall back and never call up a truce. Yeah, all in the scoop, I had to do what it do. Yeah, we set it straight, get it back in the groove. Cause the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Hey yo, the best is yet to come. So the best is yet to come, yeah. Yo, the best. Yo, the best is yet to come.